I'm Laura Hunsberger for South Carolina Public Radio. This edition of Narrative features an interview from StoryCorps, a project that collects the stories of everyday people to create an oral history of America. Here, Al Black asks his friend Jean Williams to share a moment that opened her eyes to racism and prejudice.
Growing up, and I'm talking about high school and before, what was the worst example of racism that you saw that really impacted you?
This is why I want to talk. This is it. Okay, first off, I grew up in an elementary school in the suburbs of Columbia. There was not a single black child that went to the school. I did not meet any black kids at all that I can even recall until I hit junior high school. We had school choice back then. Schools were not 100% segregated in the mid-60s. You could pretty much go to the school that you wanted to go to. One thing I wanted to mention was at this particular school, we had a trip every summer. After eighth grade, we went on a trip to Williamsburg. After ninth grade, you could go on a trip to Washington, D.C. I went on the trip to Williamsburg, and then the following year, I signed up. And the way it works is that you have four kids to a hotel room. And so me and two other friends signed up, and I had made a friend with a black girl who I will call Cheryl. And we were good friends. So we decided that Cheryl wanted to go on the trip. She was the only black girl in the school that wanted to go on the trip. So me and two other young white girls and Cheryl will share the room. And then the lady in charge of the program, when she found out that we were going to be going on this trip and that a black girl was going to be sharing our room, this woman said, "Absolutely not. We will cancel this trip if this girl shares a room with any young white girls." Of course, I did not understand. I didn't understand at all. I absolutely argued and argued and argued, and I know it wasn't nice, and I know it wasn't a very good scene between me and my parents. I flat out said, "If Cheryl can't go, I'm not going." And my parents said, "Oh yeah, you are going. You're not going to back out. You are going." So I pretty much had no choice. Here's the thing. I even had asked of me by my own mother, "Well, what if she wants to borrow your hairbrush?" She said, "Well, what if she's got cooties?" And I went, "Mama," you know, things like, "Well, whose bed is she going to be in?" I said, "She can sleep in my bed." Of course, two beds to a room, you know. I said, "We'll share a bed." "No, absolutely not. You're not going to share a bed with a..." And it wasn't a black girl, it was another word. And at that point, I really, really, really learned about prejudice and how hateful it can be and how bad it can be.
Jean Williams and Al Black from the StoryCorps mobile booth in Columbia. Produced locally by Laura Hunsberger for South Carolina Public Radio. For more Narrative and StoryCorps interviews, visit southcarolinapublicradio.org. For Narrative, I'm Laura Hunsberger.